欢迎收听 Tipsy Corner。
Bonjour, bonsoir, bonne nuit. Welcome to today's episode of Tipsy Corner. Today's episode 7, we are going to read a letter from Tina in Germany. So, Tina is actually Wendy's friend, who is not here today because she's busy with schoolwork, and Lacko is busy with schoolwork as well. So it's just gonna be me reading, okay? Enjoy! So, Tina wrote that, I do feel lonely sometimes, and I wonder if I'm too picky for the boys who like me, or too weird for the boys I like. I can't help but compare myself to other girls and always feel inferior to them, and think that no boy would voluntarily choose me over them. I'm also scared that boys would think I'm boring because I don't have any exciting hobbies or sleep with them right away, and I know that even if I find a guy who liked me, I would still be struggling with my insecurities. Even when I was with blah blah, who was literally the nicest guy in the world, I was terrified that he might think I'm fat and when he touches my body, and when he talked to his female friends I was warmed, he might fall in love with them because they are more interesting than me. I used to think that these kinds of self-doubts would get better as I get older, but now I feel like they only got worse. That's true. Like, okay, so Tina, first of all, I want to thank you for, like, allowing our podcast to read you later. And hello from Taiwan. So, like, I can't really tell you exactly how to overcome the insecurities because, like, first of all, everybody has their own ways, and second of all, I am still dealing with insecurities sometimes, and I think we all do, aren't we? Like, we have good days and bad days, which, like, I don't know, I feel really, really weird. Like, some days I'm, like, so confident, I see a cute guy, I would just walk up, like, literally walk up to the cute guy and talk with him. And some days I just feel like I am Cara Delevingne, I'm Taylor Swift, I am the prettiest, the most gorgeous woman in the world. But, you know, there are other days where I feel like, oh my god, did you see my breasts? They are so small. Do you see my leg? They are gigantic. And, like, when I, like, trying to figure it out, like, how do you say that in English, though? Like, oh my god, 55 kilogram? I can't accept that. I'm so fat. Like, I'm overweight right now. Like, oh my god. And I walked on the street. I remember, like, a month ago, I was feeling really insecure about things. And I don't know, like, every time I walk, every day during them, when I walk on the street, like, everybody I saw was so much more beautiful than I am. And every time, like, I look at the mirror, I just feel like, oh my god, I got so many flaws on my face. Oh my god, how did my parents give me the face? And you know, it's really funny because, like, I once blamed my parents about giving me the face. It looks so terrible, but, like, now I just thank them for giving me such a beautiful face. Like, it just depends on the days, you know, and the mood. Like, okay, so without further ado, I have to answer you about the questions that you are wondering in this letters, okay? And, yeah. Oh my god, so I have been through And I am going through exactly the same thing as you. And I think we all did because, like, we live in a comparative world. No, people love to compare, and that's true. Like, I got compared all the time. You know, you are not doing that good enough. You see, like, I grew up in a family, like, my parents always like to compare myself with other kids. Like, you see, you know, that Jeremy, he got an A+ in the final exam. And you got an A. How come you got an A? Okay, I told you so many things. I pay your tuition. What are you doing? Are you even reading? Are you even studying? Yeah, and some days, like, it is not about your performance and not about your personalities anymore. Some days about your look, and it is really unfair. And like, I got compared with my look sometimes because I'm not a really skinny. And when you are not skinny in an Asian culture, you got laughed at. So sometimes I'm the kind of person, like, I really want to wear whatever I want to wear. I wear a bikini, I wear some, like, sexy outfit that show off my stomach. How do you say that? My belly. Not my stomach, that's scary. Okay, my belly. And I got scared a lot. But that hurt me at first, but I didn't stop that. I don't know why, but I just love it. I remember, like, once I went to a beach. There is a girl who is like 20 or something, and her boyfriend, like, they actually talk about my outfit in front of me, and saying that, like, I remember so vividly that it happened yesterday. So that girl, like, she talked to her boyfriend saying that, look at that girl, she is so, like, brave, because, like, oh my god, did you see her body? She's not skinny. And, like, how did she even have the courage to dress like that? And then her boyfriend and her just start laughing at me. And I was like, you know, fuck them. Really, fuck them. Who cares about what they think? Okay, I do care about a little bit about what they think, but, you know, you don't get to decide what I dress. Because this is me, and this is what I like. So, like, every time I look at, like, people who like to judge you, how you look, how you dress, and compare yourself with other people, and especially compare your value with others who they think is better, I got pissed. Like, okay, so here's another stories that I have. Like, I remember, like, I was so insecure. I was an insecure person back in junior high school. Because, like, the first class I had back in junior high, you know, there's a Chinese class, and we talk about brows. And during then, I have a pair of, like, really, really thick brows, so people laugh at me all the time. And I remember the class, the textbook, just saying that, oh, thick brows, fly. Two brows flying like a pair of wings. And all my classmates was, like, whispering and laughing. Like, oh, Kara. Let's Kara. Look at her brows. Oh my god. She's she looks like a man. It's so ugly. And I was so hurt. I was so hurt by men. You know, I was just a junior high school. You can't blame me for that. Okay. And I remember like days later, I went to a barber. Oh, no. I went for a haircut and I cut my hair so that my hair can cover up my brows so that nobody gets to see my brow. And then next day I went to school. All my classmate was like, "Oh my god, Kara, you look prettier. Nice haircut." And I was like, "Oh, thank you." I was so happy about it. Like, right now, I cover my brow so nobody can see it. So I am beautiful now. No, bitch. No. It's not saying that you are not beautiful. It's not saying that the past myself is not beautiful. It's not saying that covering your brows does not mean that it higher your value. Like, it takes time for me to realize that point. I've been always like bothering, like, "Oh, I'm so fat, I have thick brows, and I look so like not good, ugly." Because like, I think it wrong. You know, I thought about my self-value wrong. I always thought my self-value was based on, you know, determined by comparing myself with other people. But after that, I just realized that, oh my god, what am I doing? Kara, you are not an object. Your value is not determined by comparing yourself to others. Your value is like your personalities and the book you read, the friends you make. It is what you think that makes you valuable. It depends on you and not other people and not others' opinions of you. But it sounds cliche indeed. But cliches are facts. They're truth. And like, I don't know, like, during that time, I just, I was so unhappy back in junior high school. Like, I constantly compare myself to others, and I constantly think that, "Oh, the boys in my class would not like me for thick brows, so I cover it out. The boys in my class would not like me for being fat, so I have to exercise and lose weight. The boys in my class would..." I kept thinking about what others would think of me, what others would view me as, and I changed myself for them. I just feel like my value was depend on other people's opinion, which is not truth and which is not a fact. But why do we keep thinking that? Why do we keep thinking ourselves as an object that which value can be determined by others? My god. But I think it's like, I can't help but think that sometimes, because like, we feel insecure sometimes, and we do have these like sick beauty standards in our society. Like, you have to look skinny, you have to look white, you have to look like, oh my god, flawless, big eyes, and I don't know, like, and then I just feel like beauty standards. What is beauty standards? Beauty standards does not exist. Everybody is beautiful in their own way, in their own way, and that's a fact. Everybody's different. Don't you think so? Like, I don't know, I can't tell you exactly how to overcome it. I'm still overcoming it. It's getting better, but I still, like, once in a while, I have to brainwash myself into thinking that, fuck those people, I'm beautiful, okay? And I think, like, the ways I took to overcome
my insecurities and overcome this habit of constantly comparing myself to others and changing my mindset is by knowing myself, by exploring myself. And I did that by, you know, my friends support and read a lot of book and explore what I like, explore my habit, explore most important thing, my core value. You have to find out what your core value is. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to list every great quality that you think you have. Okay? I mean, I list like 20. You don't need anyone's improvement. As long as you think it is your quality, it is your great quality, list it on the piece of paper and actually write it down. You're kind, you're down to earth, you're funny, you are intelligent, you are so many things. Okay, list it on the list. And after you list it, I want you to brainwash yourself every day, because that's what I do to get better, to get rid of some of my insecurities. I want you to brainwash and look into the mirror and actually appreciate yourself. Now, there are two meanings of appreciation. One is like, thank you. Okay, thank you for everything you've been through to make me who I am. That's one. Another appreciation is like, admire myself. I did these two kinds of appreciation. And when looking into the mirror every single day, I say to myself, I'm beautiful. I am intelligent or something. Just look at the list and brainwash myself into thinking that. Like, I'm beautiful and smart or something. And the next step is to recognizing everybody's differences. So I have read a book by Thoreau. What's his full name though? Have you heard of Thoreau? Like, when I was in my senior year during university, I had a chance of, like, I was in the class, American literature class, and I met a teacher, a professor actually, called Cecilia. So Professor Cecilia share about her story, like how she become a teacher, which was her long time goal, during the class of Thoreau. I think it's like Life in the Woods. Yeah, Life in the Woods in Thoreau, just talking about like how everybody is different and everyone has different drama, and it is good because like everyone's tempo is different. So if you still feel insecure, it's fine, because you're like find your value like as time go by. And I remember the teacher shared with us that when she first became professor, hold on, let me just turn up the light. Okay, so when she first became a professor, no, when she first got in the teaching job, because she cannot walk, so like nobody believed that she can become a teacher, because like, you know, teacher, they need to stand for a long time. But Professor Cecilia, she insisted that she can do anything, no matter what people say. No matter, like, the insecurities that she had, or her parents have, or others have for her.
So she took a lot of part-time jobs as a teacher, and she applied for many teacher roles and persuaded the employer that pursued an employer that she can be a teacher. And like, after years of constantly working as a teacher, so she finally became a professor. Like, I don't really remember the detail of the story, but I just remember that her life story really, really touched me. I mean, she had a lot of insecurities also, but she still have insecurities now, many times in a while, but she is brave enough to overcome it. Like, I admire her so much, and she's brave enough to tell the world that, no, you are wrong. I will be a teacher, and I am going to prove that I will become a teacher. So, like, after that class, it, like, occurred to me that what am I insecure about? Like, I can be insecure, but why should I listen to others? Why should I compare myself to others? What is that for? Like, the others, I remember, like, I once read in a book, like, you can listen to the other suggestions and you can listen to others' voices, but they are not maps. They are just stars that guide you the way, maybe, if they are good advice. But like, eventually the maps is that you yourself have to draw the map. And after that class, I just realized that you don't have to, like, listen to others' opinion. Like, their opinion is just theirs. And I just don't think that there is no, like, right or wrong of different people's opinions. It's just, like, I realize my opinion is just as valuable as theirs. So they might think, you know, people might think that I am not pretty, I am blah, 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 blah. But it's not that I don't care, because it will always be difficult to not care about others' opinion. It is about I listen to my voice, my own voice, and value that voice, value myself and my own opinion, my own point of view of myself. And it is often the most difficult thing to do. To like someone is simple. To fall in love with someone is quick, but to like ourselves is difficult. To fall in love with ourselves, unlikely. Most people, like myself, we fall in love with ourselves after a long time. We actually grow in love with ourselves. So, oh my god. But once you find that, that is such an amazing feeling. When I was dating Kevin, my ex-boyfriend, he had a lot of female friends he often talked to, but I never checked his phone. And I never asked, because I don't really care. if this guy, he talks to other female and he likes them,
It's not my fault. Fuck, I'm beautiful. I have to admit, there are many, many girls who are really, really pretty, who are nice and have many, many qualities. They are really, really great. Okay? Each person in this world have his or her unique qualities. I have to admit that. But yo, I recognize my own quality and I know my self-value. So, if my boyfriend don't love me, if my boyfriend doesn't love me, sorry about my grammar, then fuck him, okay? If he's in love with other girls, like seriously, fuck him. Who cares? I'm so perfect. I'm not perfect, no. I'm so unique. And if he failed to see that, if he failed to love that, I don't think you are valuable to me too. Okay, we are the same. I don't have to change myself for you. So that's why I think that the most important thing of getting rid of these insecurities is to really, really take time to find your own uniqueness. And you will find it. Everybody will. Eventually. But it takes time, really, to explore yourself, to know yourself. Like, now I know my uniqueness is that... That's a secret. Is that I'm funny? Okay. Oh, right. Some people think I'm not funny, but I think I'm funny. That's the most important thing. So, yeah. Once you find your own uniqueness, you have to really, really have a strong belief in that. You worship that. And you believe this quality make yourself the best person in the world. When the pretty girl can talk to your boyfriend or something, you have to really believe that. Just like I did believe that. Even though this girl is pretty, I am more fun than her. And that is a fact. Even when somebody tell me that I am not fun and not funny, I still believe that I'm funny. That is how strong belief I have in my uniqueness. Alright, so you have to believe, find your uniqueness. Second of all, believe your uniqueness. And the third of all is the most difficult and important one, is to continue and believe your uniqueness, because you are. You fucking are. I curse a lot in this episode. Sorry. I don't know why. Like, every time I speak English, I curse a lot. Because I think it's because, like, that makes me sound more native. No. Not native, more fluent in English. Oh my god, I will be getting some bad reviews. Please don't give me 1 star. Please give us 5 star. Okay. So another thing that you talk about, like being, you are afraid that you are too picky for the boys that love you, for the boys that like you, and too weird for the boys I like. I have that trouble all the time. I remember, like, just yesterday I told my mom that I am going to marry a rich guy, like crazy rich Asian. You know that? The protagonist. Oh my god, he's so hot. What's his name though? Oh my god, I forgot, but I don't care. She's so hot. Anyway, where was I? Okay, so I talked to my mom and I say that I want to marry exactly the guy like him. Rich,
you know, maybe not rich, but you have to be good looking. Over 180 centimeters or something, but that does not matter a lot. The most important thing is to have muscle. No! Just to be good to me. And to be a really, really genuine and down to earth. And the number one thing is to know how to sympathize others. Is that how you saw that? Empathize? Yeah, empathize others. That's the word. Empathize. That's so important. So like, I respond to my mom saying that, why can't I? Oh, so she told me that, Kara, look at yourself, huh? You are not you are not skinny, huh, Kara? You are not rich, hmm? You are not pretty. Why should the perfect man pick you, huh? And I told my mom that, why shouldn't he? I'm so funny. I am so unique. I am so blah 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 blah. I literally respond her every single quality that I listed on my quality list. Like, so I just told her, like, why not? Why can't I be picky? This is the future boyfriend or potential husband we are talking about. Why can't I be picky? Okay, so if I can pick the guy that I love, I'd rather be single, it's true. I don't need a man to support me. This is not the 19th century. Come on. I can support myself. I don't need a man. If I really want a man, I want to pick myself. That's the way it is. It's 21st century, so it is okay to be picky. I don't care. Okay. What else do we got here? Let's see. That's probably for now. Oh my god, so late. Oh my god. It's so nice talking to you, Tina. It's like, oh my god. 1 o'clock a.m. here in Taiwan. Incredible. Sedan. Kedbel. Is that how you pronounce in France? We got some French audience. You can tell me. Oh my god. Oh, we are going to get 1 star for this. Please don't give us 1 star. Please give us. You see how insecure about this I am? I was like every single week begging you guys to give us a 5 star. Just give us 5 star. 5 star. 5 star. 5 stars. Oh my god. you can leave any comments you want, like feel free to give us any suggestions, because we need this. We just started this podcast and we get a lot of feedbacks from our friends, and we need some new feedbacks, so you can leave it in the comment sections and feel free to give us 5 stars. Oh my god. Okay, so there you go. Here's all the episodes for today. I'm sorry if I made any grammar mistakes. But if there's just one thing to remember today, is you are beautiful. And you are beautiful. And you are beautiful. Yeah. Okay, so where can you listen to our podcast? Let me see. Meanwhile, when I'm searching for where you can listen to a podcast, okay, I have searched. Okay, so Apple Podcasts, of course, Spotify, SoundOn, SoundCloud, Anchor, Radio Republic, Breaker, Pocket Cast, Google Podcast, Castbox, and we have a blog, which no longer updated because we're busy and lazy. Okay, so here's today's episode. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great week. I'll see you next time. Bye!